We learned Simon Shin Aleph Sif Chav Tes as a Gemara. Hayotze b'talis mekupelis al k'seif of chayiv. If you fold up your talis in an abnormal way, that's not the normal way a person ever wears it. So that's called haytzor. So then the Shulchan writes Sif Lamed. Sometimes it is normal, sometimes not. All depends what's acceptable. And at Medina, how do people normally dress? The same thing. Sif Lamed Aleph. It's all depends. What the minikam makam is, how do people normally wear it? If it's an abnormal way, then it's called haitzo. What's the flamed base? Hayotze b'moyes hatzurim lo b'sadina chay. The fellow's afraid that they're going to steal his money. He's in a goyish city, afraid they're going to steal his money. So the din is mechuba lebeged, dina kebeged, if it's dark of the kach. What if it's not dark of the kach? It's not. So he takes $100,000 he has in cash, he puts it inside the beged, in the pocket, and he sews up the whole pocket. Which Meshuggah ever sews in money in the beged? That's not the Mechubel, that's not Darka Bekach. So Chayiv, that's an Isur of Hoytzor. What if if there's no Erev, so you're not allowed to walk in the street? What if there is an Erev, or what if he's going to stay in the house the whole time? So would you say that the beged becomes a Basis of Dovah HaOsa because he put it in the pocket? The main part of the beged is the beged. The pocket is, we had that... we had the two versions of the Tosfos in Perikira and in Perik called Kisvei or called Akelam. I already forgot which Perik it was. That the two versions of the Tosfos, whether the pocket becomes a bosses. If I leave money in the pocket, whether the but the rest of the jacket for sure does not become a bosses and double bosses. So if you can stay in the house, the Rama says, "Aba babayis." If there's an Erev, stay inside the Erev. Mutter. If it's really a shasach, more correct is he shouldn't even walk around in the house with the beged on it. Not so much because it's a basis davar ha'asa. Correct, the rest of the beged doesn't become a basis, but still, he's metalta lemukze. Metalta mukze kalachayad has to be the tzarch davar amuter. Has to be. It's a kula. If I have mukze on the table, so yeah. Let's say I have a dvar mukta and I have some coins on the table, and it's in the way, because I want to put the food here. So I'm going to take a plate and push the plate in such a way that the cash for the coins will fall on the floor. So that's still the mukta min atzad. I'm moving the mukta without actually handling the mukta biyadayim. The plate is not mukta. So that's only mutter if it's letzarech davar mutter. Let's say I'm afraid someone's going to steal the money, so I'm going to take the plate and push it off. And push the money off to the floor, and then I'm going to kick the money with my foot. So tilta mukta begufu we assume is mutter. But here it's tilta mukta biyadayim. I'm handing the plate biyadayim. So true, it's kalachaya tilta mukta. But I'm sad. I'm handling the mukta biyadayim, but without actually touching it. But that's only mutter. But tzarch davra mutter. If it's in the way, the money is in the way. I want to serve the food on the table. But if I want to hide the money, then it's not allowed. So this is also tilta mukta min atzad. I'm putting on the jacket. The jacket holds all the money sewed inside. So lemaisa, I'm moving the money by moving the jacket. So if it's mutter, I have to wear the jacket. Tilta mukta min atzad, it's mutter. Tzorchta ba mutter, I want to wear the jacket. But more correct is if I can avoid wearing a jacket, so leave the jacket in the closet. So that's what the Rama says in Tzorchlo. If he doesn't really need to walk around with the money, it's not right. Yeah. Yes, Sif Lamed Gimel. Also, Lotz is not allowed to walk out in the street outside of the Erev, but Mois Hatfurim Ibigda. He sewed it all in. So, Mechuba Lebeg Adina Kedeg is only Darka Bekach. This is not Darka Bekach, yeah. But this is Kalach Hayad. So, then Mois says, V'yesh Matirim Mokam Seder. Some are Mekal B'mokam Hefsid. Why they Mekal B'mokam Hefsid? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, because we don't really have Rishus Aram Derais. They're relying on those who say that Rishus Aram Derais need Shishim Ribo, and they never had such cities with such big populations. So you're just talking about a Karmos. And to walk around to carry the money in your hand or in your pocket, that's how it's so Kedarka. The Karma is sewn into the beged, that's Kalachayad. So it's a double Derabonon. He's carrying Kalachayad in a Karmelis of a Mokam Hefsid the Godel. So the Rama is Mekel. Apparently this was a big problem in Europe. They were always concerned about the Nochem were going to gamble their money. So the Rama says, V'yesh matirim, We're in Sif Lamed Gimel. Simon Shin Aleph Sif Lamed Gimel. Yes, Matirim. Mam Seda She Yori She Yigzulam Imenim Yanichem Beveso V'Yelach Mehem. If he's gonna leave the money in the house and he's gonna walk away, he's afraid they're gonna offer him, are gonna steal the money in the house. They'll search the house. They'll find the money. He has no brayer. So he has to wherever he goes, he takes the money with him. So he said, they're makel b'shas hatchagodol, they're makel to sew the money into the garment on Erev Shabbos and to walk around it's in a karmelus.
In terms of mukzah
and
in terms of mukzah?
Yeah. The mukzah is tilta mukzah menatzad l'sach davramuta. He really wants to wear the jacket. But who tells him to sew the money into the jacket in the first place? No. He has no brayer. He has to because he's afraid they're going to gamble from him. If he leave the money in the house, he's afraid of genevim. So under the circumstances, that's called tilta mukzah menatzad l'sach davramuta. But the Ramo ends off. It's only in Tzarch Lotzis. If he has no choice, he has to walk around in the street chutz leir. Stay in the house. Don't walk around. It's a problem. The Haitzah is a big awapra of a kula. That's Haitzah kalach hayad. It's not the normal way to carry things sewn into the beged. And it's only a karmelis. So it's here piling up the rabbanon. So the mokum hefsed godel is room to be makel. But otherwise, talking outright. Shvera kula. Siv Lama Dalet, they're talking about walking around with a scarf. If it's a normal scarf, so that's a beged. A normal tzuris a beged is mutter to wear. God's going to take a chveis hashmata and make a beged out of it. So it depends how big the shmata is. If it's big enough, then it can function as a scarf. Or you cover your head with it, it'll function as a hat. Okay. Otherwise, it's just plain hoitzah. Siv Lama Dalet, hey. Yeah, let's say the fella has a stiff, what do you call levadim, what a hat's made from?
Felt.
So a hat is made from felt, that's normal. So you wear a hat, that's a beged. Let's say a person has sheets of felt, and he wants to carry it from one place to the other for some reason or another, and there's no eriv. So he wants to wear it as a beged. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's tough, stiff felt, that's not normal to make clothing out of. You make hats out of stiff felt, but you don't make clothing out of it. So that's called hoitzah. Even if he's going to wear it mutaf, if it's kashim, levadim akashim, if it's tough felt, so that's not called a beged. If it's not kashim kolkach, then it could be called a beged. Sif lamed vav is a gemara. If you want to, let's say this is sreifa, and you want to save all of the clothing, there's karmelis there. There's a rishus rabbi, not allowed to carry. So put on many pairs of underwear, put on many undershirts, put on as many shirts as you can, one on top of the other. So he permitted, everything is derech levisha. He said, permitted to wear mutalot, says b'shab, sif lamed vav, permissible to wear shnei malbushim zeh al zeh, whether it's to save it for me or to save it for someone else. Someone else needs a beggar there. If it's derech levisha, it's mutal. There's just a machlekes harishainim, how to read the Gemara. What about shtei chagoras zu agabizu? The Mechaber paskins even two chagoras on the same beged is muta. There are more quotes, the Bali HaTosfos, who say they disagree with Rashi. The Ramah says, v'yeshos from shtei chagoras zu al zeh, v'am kein malbush mafsig benem. Each beged can only have one gartel. So let's say a person is walking with trousers with a belt. And then he's achsidish and he wants to wear a gartel when he davens. He's embarrassed to wear the gartel on top of his outside jacket, so he's going to put the gartel on the trousers. But there already is a belt on the trousers, so that's two gartlin on the same beged. So a lot of chsidim do that. So the Ramah says that that's not right. You shouldn't wear two gartlin on the beged. What you can do is wear the belt on the trousers, and then wear a gartel on top of the jacket, and then wear a coat on top of the jacket. Okay. So the gartel is on top of the jacket, but you shouldn't have two chagoras on top of the same beged. What if the person went and he did it? Is this an issa d'oraisa? Is this an issa d'rabbanan? So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that even the Tosfos who's machmir, Mishnah Berurah writes in Kuf Lama Gimel, Umashma b'poskim did the kol yama ein isur elam d'rabbanan. To wear two gartel on the same beged, is not Tosfos didn't mean that it's an issa d'oraisa. It's only an issa d'rabbanan.
Can you put it on the shirt?
I don't know. That's what some do. They wear it on the shirt. I don't think so, because I don't know. I thought the I thought the belt is a girdle both for the trousers and for the shirt, because the shirt goes down below. If you take the shirt out, if the shirt will be out of the trousers, then the belt is not serving as a chagor on the shirt. Then you can wear the girdle on the shirt. But I think if you have your shirt tucked into your trousers and the belt is on top of the trousers, then the belt, I think, is serving as a girdle both for the trousers and the shirt. But then I don't think it helps. A lot of people do like that. They put the girdle on the shirt. I thought it's not permissible. What about to wear two hats, one on top of the other? Two hats is ridiculous. That's not derech levisha, but to wear a hat on top of the yarmulke. So that's normal. A lot of people do that in the middle of the week. That means a big hat on top of a yarmulke, a big hat on top of a cap, a smaller hat. So some people would walk in the street like that. We'll get to it. Okay. There's a hemshech of this discussion a little later. The last line in the Ramah Sif Lamed Vav. It's cold outside, so sometimes a pair of socks is not enough. So you wear two socks, one on top of the other. So let's say it's not cold outside, it's very hot outside. But the guy over there needs a pair of socks and he doesn't have. So I'm permitted to put another pair of socks on top of my first pair of socks, walk over there and give him the extra pair of socks. Two socks, one on top of the other, is considered derech levish. Two garten on the same beged is not, and two socks is. Yeah. What about to wear gloves on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. Lamed Zayin, it's mutter to wear a pair of gloves. That's the malbush. Some are machmer that you shouldn't wear gloves on Shabbos because you may forget, and you may, a lot of times people take off the gloves to blow the nose or to scratch the head or something. So he may take off the gloves and he may forget. So the Taz says, yeah. So that's a recommendation to be machmer not to wear gloves on Shabbos. I remember once I went to Minneapolis for Shabbos. I didn't realize it's freezing, ice cold over there, so I came without gloves. So the rabbi said, not going to let me walk on the street. There was no air. He said, not going to let me walk on the street without gloves. Okay, if it's freezing, you're not mechuyev to be machmer. Yesh misha machmer, those are machmer. You shouldn't wear gloves because you may forget and carry it. Unless the gloves are sewn on, like a little children. The parents are always afraid, the mothers are always afraid the kid's going to lose the gloves. So they sew on the gloves to the sleeve of the coat. Or they have the two gloves are on a string. So if he's wearing, and then the string goes through the sleeves and it goes through the jacket. So if it's sewn on somehow, so even if you're not wearing the gloves on your fingers, it's part of the malbush, so then it's permissible. That's what the mechaber ends up. Yeshmi shemachmer lahatzvich sheyitverim erev Shabbos. You should sew in the gloves, so there shouldn't be an issue of hoitzah. There were communities in Europe, in Germany, where the practice was that everybody would shake hands to wish good Shabbos after davening, even to the women. They would shake hands for the women. So they were makbed davket to wear gloves, because they knew they were going to shake hands with women, so the women kept their gloves on. Yeah. But that's the hashash. He may forget and take off the gloves.
When they shook hands with men, they took their gloves off.
Also took off. Yeah. So that's the hashash. Normally you take your gloves off when you shake hands. So that's why the mechaber the second day, Yesh Misha Machmer, not to wear gloves on Shabbos, because you're going to take them off and then you may forget and carry Dalaranas, carry the gloves Dalaranas. Yeah, next, Lamed Ches is a Gemara. A person wears an arba kamfes or a talis and it doesn't have the proper tzitzis, so it's an isur hoitzo. An isur hoitzo on what? An isur hoitzo on what? It means he has chutim in the corner that are puzzle. The strings are puzzle. And he's going to have to take it off and put a different tzitz on that corner. So that's mechubel a beged, dinik a beged, only if it's dark to bekach. But if you have the tzitzis tied on, and it's bipsul, so it's not darka bikach, so then the strings are an issue of hoitzah. So it's based on this that the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchas Tzitzis that you have to make sure that you wear a large enough garment. If the garment is not large enough for arba kamfes, going to wear a baby size arba kamfes, so then it's a bracha levatola when you say al mitzvah tzitzis. And even married people usually don't say a bracha when they put on the arba kamfes. They say the bracha b'sata b'tzitzis. They have in mind that it should cover the arba kamfes. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, fine, you don't have a problem with bracha l'matala, but on Shabbos you're going to have an issue of hoitzah. because if the beged is so tiny that it's a joke, that that's a baby-sized abakanfis, an adult doesn't wear such a tiny beged, so then the chutei atzitzus will be a masoi. The chutei atzitzus, mechubel a beged, didn't get beged, only if it's dark, if it's normal. If you're not being mekayim any mitzvah, for sure you're not being mekayim a mitzvah with these strings, then the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's an isur hoitzor. So the Netziv has a tshuva to the Chafetz Chaim, the first tshuva. The Mishnah Bechor Rav Bala Machaber Mishnah Berurah, he disagrees. He says you can't say a bracha if it's a baby size abakam bracha, it'll be a bracha levatola. But they say it's an isur hoitzor. Well, what's the isur hoitzor? This is what he wears all week long. He wears this baby size abakam. He wears the same abakam that he wore when he was 3 years old. So he still wears it. He's 55 years old. Still wearing the baby, but he wears it. So what is it? It's hoitzor on the strings. No, that's what he wears all week long. He goes like that. How can you say that it's hoitzor? Here, if you have tzit, talish, any mitzuyetzes, kilchos, you have a puzzle, a tzitzit in the corner, and you plan to remove it and to replace it with a different tzitzit, so then the tzitzit, then the strings are a maser. But if you don't plan to replace it, that's the way you walk all week long. He says it's silly. You're not making many mitzvah with it. If you say bracha be a bracha levatola mitzvah sitzes, but he doesn't think that you can call an isur haitzor.
But it's a kosher.
No, he thinks the tzitzis are not kosher. If it's a baby size, let's say a baby size abakamfis, so you're not yotzi any mitzvah with. But he says all lechitim are good. But he says he wears it all week long like that. So he says he wears it, it's like a scarf. It keeps him a little warm. And the strings are mechubel the baged normally. He keeps it all week like that.
The Darkin Bashayim and Simon Ches talks about that they made the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis because it's a berka shevach lehoidah, so you can make it even on pachas and kashir.
I mean, it doesn't go on fulfilling this mitzvah. Wow.
It's berka shevach lehoidah and nasan al mitzvah
tzitzis. That's a big chiddush.
What if your tzitzis are kosher, but like part of it's one of the strings is partially detached? Is that batel too?
If that's the way he walks all week long, so that's normal. Mechubel the beged dinik the beged if dark the kach. That's the way he goes all week long, so it's good.
What if he has a special Shabbos talis?
Okay, but still, the one that he wears on the weekdays is mechubel the beged dinik the beged. That's the normal. That's the normal way he always wears it. So it's good the way it is.
If his Shabbos talis has a string which is
part. Oh, he only wears this beged on Shabbos. But he wears it in shul like that.
Yeah.
He wears it in shul. Okay. So that's the way he wears it. So that's normal. That's the way he wears it. The only time it's a problem is if he plans to remove the chutim and replace it with another one, then it's mechubel beged, not normal. He plans to remove it. Then I say the strings are a masui. But if that's the way he leaves it, then the strings are not a masui. Yeah, that's a shaila. What about the balailo? The Gemara says that it's ksus laila is not chayv in tzitzis, and there's a machlokes tesis and the Rosh hold that it depends on ksus laila. Pajamas are potter. A ksus yom balaila is chayv, and the Rambam holds on, it depends on laila. Laila, you're not mechayv in tzitzis. But let's say, according to the Rambam, so we're machmer in both directions. That balaila, we don't say if you put on a talis, chazm puts on a talis for mairiv or for slichas, he doesn't say a bracha. According to tesis, he should say a bracha. He's wearing a ksus yom balaila. He is chayiv in tzitzis, but since the Rambam holds that balayla, you're not chayiv, so therefore we don't say a bracha on it. We avoid putting on a talis balayla, so we don't get involved in a suffix bracha. So would there be a shayla over here? Let's say I'm going to wear an arba kamfis. I go to shul Friday in the daytime. I come back on Friday night after Mairev. So I'm walking in the street, but then arba kamfis with tzitzis. But according to the Rambam, balayla loves man tzitzis. Balayla, there's no kima mitzvah. So would you say that the chutei hatzitzis are a masui, balaylo? So the pashta says that it's not a masui. This mechubel a beged normal, dina ke beged. Rabbi Kevega quotes, I think in Hilchot Tzitzis, I don't have a big shulchan aruch here, Rabbi Kevega quotes a Tshuvas HaRif, who says that if you wear the tzitzis balaylo, the rif in the Rambam hold that laylo, you're not mechubel in tzitzis, if you wear the beged balaylo, it's an isur haitzor on the strings. It's a shvera, Tshuvas HaRif. How can it be? It's mechubel a beged normally, dinik a beged. That's why he walks all the time. Every night, he walks in the street like that. It's like the Netziv tainted against the Mishnah Berurah. How can you say that the chutim are a masa, he wears all week long. He wears his baby size avatar.
Wasn't the minhag in Africa not to wear only the tatami to wear the tzitzit? So for the rift, that's not how people used to wear their tzitzit. Only one person wore tzitzit probably during the day, and no one else wore tzitzit. So for him, it wasn't dark looking.
So who's the Rif talking about? The Chacham? Same question. Why should it be Hoitzor? The Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg, different Talmidim of his record that he wouldn't wear tzitzis chutz la'erev on Shabbos. So they had two different explanations as to why. The Netziv has a truth about this also in the Meshev of Dover, Chel Garachayim. So some of the Talmidim wrote that he was choshish for the Shitas Balamor, the Balamor, and Perek Bamamadlikin. The Gemara Bamamadlikin tells about one of the Tanoim that he would prepare for Shabbos, he would bathe on Erev Shabbos, he would take a bath, like Kavod Shabbos, and put on Bigdei Shabbos, and put on a Talis on top, Talis Metzuyetzes. So for some reason or another, Balamor decided to write over there about Hilchos Tzitzis. So the Balamor writes that he thinks that the Tchelos Me'akevus is all over. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim, Rebbe Nachachamim, beginning of Perek HaTchelos. If you have a Talis and you didn't put any Tchelos, are you Yotze the Mitzvah Tzitzis Shalom B'Shalom Musa, or you're not Yotze at all? So most of the Rishonim Paskin, you're Yotze Shalom B'Shalom Musa, Machlokes Rebbe Nachachamim. So the din should be that you're Yotze Shalom B'Shalom Musa. And the Balamor thinks the din is that it's... The din should be tchelus ma'kevus l'salov, and you're not yotze in the mitzvah at all. And the Ramban writes over there, commenting on that Balamor. Ramban came after the Balamor, so he writes with respect about the Balamor. We heard that he never wore tzitzis a whole lifetime, because he always had tchelus ma'kevus l'salov, and so you accomplish nothing by wearing a beged shel tzitzis against a bracha l'batol. You're not yotze anything. So some of the Talmidim of the Maram Rutenberg. Several Talmidim record that he wouldn't wear tzitzis outside of the Erev. So some of the Talmidim wrote that he's choshish for the Shitas Balamor, Tchelos Me'akevus HaSalovan. So therefore, by having the strings and the beged, you're absolutely not making anything. You don't accomplish anything. So therefore, the strings are a masli. According to the Netziv, it shouldn't be so. The only time the strings are masli is Tala Sheinim Tzietzis Kelchos. You have a puzzle of tzitzis, which he planned to take off, but if that's the way he wears the tzitzis all week long, he doesn't plan to remove the chutei tzitzis. But anyway, that's what some Talmidim of Maram Rutenberg write. Other Talmidim of the Maram Rutenberg write the same thing, that he wouldn't wear the tzit darbekanfas chutz la'er, but they give a totally different reason why. He was concerned maybe one of the chutim will rip in such a way that it'll be puzzle, and then it'll be an iser haitzor, because einim b'tzietzis kelchasa, he plans to remove it. Let's say a person has he had his jacket checked for shatnas, and they put on a label, and it's hanging with a thread. It's sewed on, and he plans. Some people sew it onto the beged. Other people plan to take it off. So if it's mechubal a beged, and he plans to take it off, then it's a masui. He has a thing mechubal a beged. He doesn't want to leave it on there. Whenever there's something mechubal a beged that you plan to take off, then it's a masui. So that's what the other Talmidim of the Maram Rutenberg claim, that the reason, his motivation, why he wouldn't wear the tzitzis chutz la'erev was because he was concerned maybe some of the chutin will tear in such a way that it will passel the whole tzitzit, and then he'll have to remove it and replace it. Then when he's wearing it, it's any mitzvah, kilchasa, then it'll be a masa. So then the Netziv claims that the real reason, he claims that the Talmidim who were not so close to the Maram Rutenberg, they thought that the reason why was because he was concerned the strings are going to tear. He says the real reason is that it was really Maram Rutenberg was choshish for the Balamor Shita. He says the Talmidim who were closer to him, they knew the real reason. He says the real reason was that it was choshish for the Balamor Shita. But it's difficult. Come see, he himself and the other tshuva, and it says himself and the other tshuva, writes to the Balamachaba Mishnah Brura, the first tshuva in the Meshev Dover, tshuva Aleph. He writes, he doesn't think that makes sense on the baby size of a compass. You don't plan to remove the string, so why is it a masli?
If you're going to Balamor, how do you ever allow to wear Dalakampus
the Chlal? Tosfos shows on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik on the base that not putting on tzitzis is considered Shevi Al Tasa. The Gemara has a machlikas Bishame Beisil, one of the few cases Usually we paskin like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. There are a few cases where we paskin like Beis Shammai. There are 18 Zeiris that were instituted in one day, Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. And then Tosfos on Dav Gimel and Silke has an additional 6 cases. And the Siddur Rav Amargan, then additional 6 cases we paskin like Beis Shammai. So one of them is that a sadden, if you wear a four-cornered garment that's made from linen, you don't put on tzitzis. You can wear the four-cornered garment, you're not allowed to put on tzitzis because he may fall in, he may put on tzitzis with tchelis, and the tchelis may be sold to you by a faker who will sell you klo'ilon, which is a substitute for tchelis, which is not acceptable, and then you'll have shatnis because the tchelis string has to be wool. So you're going to put in shatnis, and it won't be b'makom mitzvah because the tchelis will be imitation tchelis, so there's no heter to put the shatnis on the beggar. So this Shammai made exer the rabbanon. You're not allowed to put on tzitzis on a beggar shel pishtan, period. You don't put on any tzitzis at all. So the Gemara asks, v'chiyesh kach laka dovim v'shiyech kach b'achachamim laka dovim ben haTorah? Do the chachamim have the power to be yoker mitzvah ben haTorah? Gemara says, shei b'al tas v'shayni. If they tell you not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, or not to bring a korban Pesach, a ger shen iskai b'erev Pesach, whenever shei b'al tas, that's okay. So the Gemara said, this is also shei b'al tas. They told you, don't put on tzitzis on the beggar. So Tosfos asks, but it's kumi aseh, he puts on the beggar. So Tosfos said, you see that there's no aver in putting on a four-cornered garment that doesn't have any chutei tzitzis. You're allowed to put it on. Once you put it on, then you become obligated to put on tzitzis. If you can't put on, let's say it's Shabbos, if you can't put on tzitzis for some reason or another, then you say, oinus, you can't tie strings, you can't tie knots on Shabbos. So you're allowed to put it on. So that's considered, that's what Tosfos points out in Yevamah's outside. That's considered a Hashevi Altas. So since Trelis was not available for so many centuries, so you're allowed to put on the Arba Kampf. There's no reason to put on the Arba Kampf. You put on the Arba Kampf, you become chiv to put tzitzis. We don't have any Trelis. So since Trelis not kevus us alone, you don't accomplish anything by putting in the loving without the Trelis. And there's no reason for wearing the garment. There never was an isa. And you can't fulfill a mitzvah. That's what the Ramban quotes. We heard the Balaman never wore tzitzis. He never wore talis. Rav Soloveitchik was wondering, he said from his father, maybe there is a partial kima mitzvah. He didn't. He says he wasn't so convinced that the Ramban's edus was correct. We heard about the Balaman that he never wore tzitzis. He thought maybe there are two mitzvahs and tzitzit, the two parshas in the Chumash. One is a chayvus gaber, one is a chayvus mona. So he thought maybe even though you hold that chayvus makevus as halav, and that's one aspect. Maybe the other aspect, you want mekayim mitzvah, not like the Ramban. Anyway, the Ramban writes like that. That's the last line in the Mechabes Sif Lamed Ches. But if you have mitzuyetzes kehilchasa, if you're wearing a talis mitzuyetz kehilchasa, afal pishein batchelis, mutalotzes bo b'shabbos. So some of the people who call themselves brisker follow the Maharam Rutenberg. They won't wear a tzitzis in the street, chutz la'erev, and they give a different reason why. That even though the Rambam paskins the tchelis enim akevis asalovon, but the Rambam writes, you're permitted to wear tzitzis, a beggar in the street. You're allowed to wear a beggar with tzitzis if it's mitzuyetzis kehilchosa. So they make a diuk in the Rambam. I don't really see that the diuk is so exciting. I don't think it's a diuk. They say mitzuyetzis kehilchosa means if the mitzvah is bishlei musa, you have tchelis and lovin. But if you have only lovin without tchelis, even though the din is tchelis and makevis is lovin, they make a deal from the Ramam that then it's an Isur Haitzor. Why? When? Why should it be an Isur Haitzor? He's wearing the Lovan, and the Lovan is a partial Kima Mitzvah. Why should it be? I don't know. Chaber writes Beferish not so. That the weird tzitzis in the street, even though there's no Trelis in it, we pass on Trelis, not Makevis, as a Lovan. So it's not an Isur Haitzor. Poshe Pshat is like that. Yeah, Lama Tess, we don't have. What's if mem? Kovushu humis pash lahala mirosha tefach, asalanicha fila babais mishum ohel. If you have a farmer's hat, very wide, sometimes you have a very, very wide hats on Shabbos, if it's stiff felt, so, and you wear the hat straight, so you're making an ohel on Shabbos. So it's an iser. anisa to wear such a hat, that's a tefach wine. Some rabbanim were concerned, there's a question, how big is a tefach, different ways to measure a tefach. So some used to be concerned about it, so I think they say Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik used to wear a derby on Shabbat. Derby has a smaller, a narrower brim than the normal hat the rest of the week, because it was choshesh, that maybe it had a tefach, a thickness, a width of a tefach. Yeah. It really doesn't have a tefach. We know it doesn't have a tefach. Yeah. Oil aroi. A chashash of oil aroi.
If someone have a wide brim and there's a tefach, is it a kula?
If what?
If they do, taka, some of them have a wide brim.
Some of them are very wide, yeah. Some hats are very wide, so those are very wide. You really shouldn't wear. That's the Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't wear a hat with a brim that's a tefach wide.
Is it just if it's stiff, or you mean...
I think it's only if it's stiff. I think so. If it's soft, huh?
Shemara wasn't clear. Shemara, can you read the Gemara both ways? If it's just oil, or even only if it's stiff, then it's oil.
Uh-huh. The Mishnah Berurah says the meaning was lohakel, even if it has a tefach, so he says in Kufnun Beis, maybe because it's not so stiff. Give then a kosher. It's felt will bend a little bit. He says the meaning was lahakal, and he tries to figure out why. Then the end of Sif Mem Aleph. Where is it? Sif Mem Aleph, yeah. Sif Mem Aleph is a problem. If you wear a hat that sits on top of your head, normally our hats sit on top of the head. Not like a woman who wears a bonnet that it goes down very low. You wear a hat that's sitting on top of the head, if you're going to have a heavy wind, the wind is going to blow the hat away. Blow the hat away, so, and if there's no air, then there's a chashash. Dilmos of Asui Dalaramas. He may forget and carry Dalaramas. So the Taz says, we are all makpa not to walk Dalaramas begilui harosh. So the whole Gzeira in the Gemara doesn't really apply bisman hazeh. Because the Gemara itself says, whenever the Gzera doesn't apply, whenever the Tama Gzera doesn't apply, then the Gzera doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, you would be permitted to wear a hat if it's like a bonnet, if it sits very low on the head, and it's highly unlikely that the wind is going to blow it off, or if you have a string on the bottom, like the cowboy hats have a string on the bottom. So even if the wind blows, it's not going to blow it away, you're not going to carry it, it's going to blow it off your head. But it'll be still hanging on your neck, so you'll be able to put it back on top of your head. So that's what the Taz says, that since Bizman Azeh, we're makbid not to walk, everybody's makbid not to walk, the Alam is the Gilui Harosh, so the Gemara says, whenever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, then this Gzera doesn't apply, so this wouldn't apply. Unless the fellow's walking with a yarmulke and a hat. He's wearing a hat on top of the yarmulke. So if his hat blows off in the wind, the yarmulke is going to stay on his head. The yarmulke fits tighter. So then he may carry the hat. Dalan Amis Pishusav, he won't be walking the Gilui Rosh, because he's wearing the yarmulke. So then that poses a problem. If you wear a hat on top of a yarmulke, and the hat is sitting on top of the head, so that's a chashash. The wind may blow it off, and he may carry it. That's, the Taz has that comment over here.
It's going to blow off. But what's going to happen? He's going to go run and get it. He's going to put it on again. I mean,
no, but we're afraid he may carry Dalan Amis Pishusav. Until he puts it on, he may carry Dalan Amis Bishus around. So if he's not wearing a yarmulke, so the Taz says, we're all careful not to walk Dalan Amis Begila Rosh. So once he's going to find it, he has no brevi, he's going to run to get his hat. Then once he gets the hat, he's not going to walk Dalan Amis. He's going to be careful to put the hat back on before he walks Dalan Amis. But if he's wearing a yarmulke below the hat, then you have an issue, then you have a shayla. Sif Mem Beis is the name of a perek, Hamoitze Tefillin. That's the last perek in Maseches Erevin. The last perek, the Marsha points out, and the Ridvot points out there at the end of Erevin. The last perek is like a hadron on the whole Masechta. It gives you kulas, because so many are the dinim in Maseches Erevin, are dinim in the Rabbanon, so therefore there's room to be mekel. In Shasatchak, or Sveikas. So this is one of the, so they have coolers there. Hamoitze Tefillin b'Shabbos b'Bizayin. The garbage collectors are collecting the garbage, and then so I see a pair of tefillin. on top of the garbage. And if I don't do something, they're going to destroy it. They're going to take it on the garbage truck and they're going to burn it in the incinerator. So you have to do something. But Malcolm Shem Ishtarmin, what should you do? Im yesh sakana, if I'm afraid, the Nazis are going to kill me if they see me wearing tefillin. Shigazu shalol anech tefillin. So mechasan v'halachlo. So you do whatever you can to minimize the bizayin on tefillin. Tefillin on top of the garbage pail. So you take a shmata in the garbage and you cover over the tefillin. So at least a mikzas hatzola. Hatzola purta you did. Mechasan v'halachlo. So cover it over and run away. Walk away. The main sakana, if there's no sakana, but it's just I'm not allowed to carry, there's no erev. So how can I save the tefillin? So if there are, so the Gemara, so the Mishnah has like this. If it's a Zman HaTanaim, there was such a shtick that people would make imitation tefillin that was just toys. It wasn't a real kosher pair of tefillin. So if it doesn't have ritzuas tied with the ksharim on it, so you have to be choshish, maybe it's a fake. Maybe it's not kosher a tefillin. So we don't give you a kula to wear the tefillin. Shabbos and Yom Tov is lav zman tefillin. You're not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. The Gemara has a machloikis. Are you obligated to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So here for the Tanaim felt, yeah, you have to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even though it's a whole Shabbos and Yom Tov, lav zman tefillin, chalamoid was a big machloikis. And the Rishonim had to read the Gemara, whether you're chayv and chalamoid. We spoke about it the other day when we spoke about the Ger Toshav, not observing Shabbos even like chalamoid. So even though we pass on Shabbos Yom Tov lav zman tefillin, you're not obligated to wear tefillin. Doesn't mean you're not mechuyev to wear tefillin, but if you want to, you may. It doesn't mean it's prohibited to wear tefillin. So the simple reading of the Bavli in the end of the first parak in Beitza is that it's permissible. The Maram Lublin on the bottom of the Marsha, the Maram points out, you see from the Gemara with the Taisus, the end of the first parak in Beitza is permissible to wear tefillin on Shabbos. You know, just that you're not obligated to. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but if you want to, you may. And the Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin quotes from the Zohar that it's usur to wear tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov. It's a bizoyan to Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're demonstrating Kiilu, Shabbos and Yom Tov is not an os, and that's why you need the os of the tefillin. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. Shatim los of edecha, yotzu Shabbos is yom tem shehin gufanois. It says, osi beni benei sol, osi li oilom. So Shabbos and Yom Tov is an os, you don't need tefillin. If you're going to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a bizoyan to Shabbos. And the Chabad quotes that from the Zohar. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, it's a quoting from the Gemara, the first daf in Perek Hamoitzei Tefillin, the last Perek in Erevin. If the Tefillin don't have Ritzuas and don't have Ksharim on, then you have to be, Bizman HaGemara, you have to be concerned, maybe the whole thing is a toy, and then we're not makel for you that you should wear the Tefillin. I don't know, Bizman HaZeh, will we say like that? We have such a common thing I never saw. Sometimes you go to a bar mitzvah, so they have chocolate Tefillin. So you can see it's chocolate, it's candy. A cake in the shape of tefillin, but have a pair of tefillin that's only as a kameya, as a good luck charm today. I don't think anybody does it today. It was Marat Tanaim, that was a concern. You have to be choshesh, that maybe it's a kameya and you have no kulas.
I have no ritzuas, I didn't wear.
So let's say I'll somehow there's a pair of ritzuas also in the garbage. So I'll take the ritzuas and put it into the bottom. So if the ritzuas are not into the bottom yet, then doesn't yet have a kesher, then Mizman HaTanaim, you would be choshish that it's a kameya. And we wouldn't be lenient, we wouldn't be mekel on anything. Mizman HaZeh, I don't think anybody would be choshish, it's kameya. Then the Gemara says, let's say the Ritzuas are in the Batim, but they don't have any kesher. Would you be permitted to make the kesher on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, in order that it should be kosher at tefillin, you need a ritzuas shal tefillin, need a kesher. Kesher shal tefillin halach l'moshe m'sinai. The Gemara says that din of kesher needs a kesher shal kayama. Just like in Hilchas Shabbos, it's only called the kesher if you have a kesher shal kayama. So in Hilchas Tefillin, for the purpose of fulfilling that halach l'moshe m'sinai, that kesher shal tefillin halach l'moshe m'sinai, we would require should be a kesher shal kayama. What's the story with a what do you call it? If you make a bow, I forgot, I'm half asleep. Aniva, what if you make aniva on Shabbos? Is that considered a kesher shal kayama or not? So there's all perik eluk sharm. So the Mishnah has a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that aniva has the status of kesher shel kayama. We don't pass like that. The Gemara says if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, that aniva is chayiv on Shabbos, aniva is considered kesher shel kayama, then aniva would be considered a kesher for the purposes of tefillin also. But since the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you need dafke kesher gabi kesher, aniva is not a kesher shel kayama. So therefore, for hilcha Shabbos purposes. Therefore, for Shabbos purposes, aniva is not a kesher. So for hilchas tefillin purposes, also aniva would not be a kesher. So the Gemara says, so let's say you have a pair of tefillin in the garbage, and it has ritzuas in it. The ritzuas are loose, there is no kesher. So you can't make an aniva, you won't accomplish anything in Manam Shach. If you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that aniva is good to be machsher the tefillin, then you made an aniva b'Shabbos, it'll be considered a malacha. It'll be considered a malacha. And if you hold the way we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that aniva is not a kesher shel tefillin, aniva is not a kesher shel kayama, then the tefillin are not kosher, because you made an aniva, it's not a kesher shel kayama. So you're not allowed to wear the tefillin like that. The only reason why we permit you to wear the tefillin, Shabbos Yantav loves my tefillin, but we permit you to wear the tefillin. They only permit you to wear it the same way you wear it in the weekdays, but if it doesn't have a kesher shel kayama, that's not tefillin is like a beggar or a tachshit. Because in the weekdays, people wear it. Mishnah says that tefillin is makabel tumah, like a beged, like a kli is makabel tumah. Tefillin is like a tachshit that people wear. It's makabel tumah. How's he going to, if it became tumah, how's it going to be tevilin and mikvah? Is going to ruin the tefillin? I don't know. But the Mishnah talks about it, tefillin being makabel tumah. So that's what the Gemara talks about. The Mordechai quotes this kasha for Hilcha Shabbos purposes. In order to be considered a kesher, you have to have a tzuras kesher shel kayama. You have to have in mind to leave it for a long time. So the Rabbeinu Tam had a machlokes with his brother-in-law, the Rabbeinu Leo. What's the pshat? Ukshartam leos al yodecha. How do you translate the word ukshartam? It means you have to tie a knot every day. You have to tie a knot anew. It means hiduk, like we do. So Rabbeinu Tam said, Hukshartun just means hiduk. The kesher is made by the sefer when you become bar mitzvah. And then Hukshartum Leo Sayyidach means to tighten it when you wrap it around your arm. And Rabbeinu Leo said, no, it means to tie the kesher every day anew. What exactly did the Rabbeinu Leo mean? It's also two versions. Taisus understood the Rabbeinu Leo to mean every day you have to untie the kesher shal yad, at least shal yad. Some say it goes on kesher shal yad and kesher shal rosh. You have to untie the kesher every day and make the kesher anew every day. That's the pashup shot, the way the Rishonim quote the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. The Kevin Oira wants to learn differently. I remember Rav Soloveitchik wanted to learn also like that Kevin Oira differently. No, the kesher should fill in your leave. But he holds when you do the hiduk every day, you have to make a kesher. That's called hanochas tefillin, means not just that you wrap it around in such a way that it's not going to fall off. You have to wrap an entire kesher. That's the way to do the hanochas tefillin. But it's not that you have to renew the kesher every single day. So the some of the Rishonim who understood the Rabbeinu Leo to mean that you untie the kesher every day and you tie it anew, not that the hanochas tefillin is done with the kesher. You have to tie the kesher anew. So they are bothered with the kasha. Why does the Gemara say there in the last parak in Erevin that if a person finds the tefillin in the garbage and he has the ritzuas there, so the Gemara says he's not allowed to tie a kesher, because if he's going to tie an aniva, so we paskan aniva is not a kesher shel kayama, so you're not yotze the mitzvah of tefillin, so it's not kosher tefillin. And if you could tie a kesher al gabi kesher, then it's going to be an Isar of Shabbos. So you can't tie a kesher al gabi kesher. You say, why is it going to be an Isar of Shabbos? He's going to have to untie it and tie it over again tomorrow morning on Sunday morning. So it's not a kesher shel kayama. So it's not an isa deraisa. Just dealing with an isa derabbanan. And if you plan to untie it on the same day, a lot hold that there isn't even an isa derabbanan. Make a kesher al gabi kesher, and you plan to untie it the next day. The Rambam quotes the Shulta Gibarim. He calls the Shulta Gibarim Agos Alfas. He quotes every so often the Shulta Gibarim. So the Rambam quotes the Chumra with the Shulta Gibarim. You should never make a kesher al gabi kesher, even if you plan to untie it within the same day. Should make a double knot on your shoes, should make a double knot on the gartel, and so on. And the Shari Tshuva, next to the Behetet, quotes the Birki Yosef, the Chidor. He lived and he was born in Eretz Yisrael. He lived a lot in Eretz Yisrael, in Europe. He says, we never heard of this Chumr. They don't observe that Chumr. Not to make a Kesher al Gabi Kesher, even though he planned to untie it in the same day, they hold that it's Mutter. So here the Mordechai is bothered with this kasha. If you all like the Tesis quotes the kasha. If you all like the Rabbeinu Leo, that you have to tie the kasha every single day, so it's not a kasha shel kayama. So what's so bad? Why can't you tie? So the Mordechai answers according to Rabbeinu Leo. He says, since for the purposes of tefillin, it is a kasha. Migudah be kasha the gabi tefillin, the kasha the gabi Shabbos also. That's a chiddush. And others said tungfaker. The Avdinezer came up with this chiddush that since the Gemara says that just like for Shabbos purposes, for the Malach of Kosher, has to be a kesher shol kayama, so to be machshet tefillin also, kesher shol tefillin halacha Moshe Messina requires that the kesher shol tefillin should be a kesher shol kayama. So in Hilchah Shabbos, there are two parts to Kesher Shal Kayama. Number one, the Tzuris HaKesher. You shouldn't be an Aniva, you should be Kesher HaGavi Kesher. And number two, you should be Daito L'Anicha as Ma'am Meruba. You plan to leave it for a long period of time. So that's what the Avnei Nezer came up with the Chiddush. If I borrow someone else's tefillin, so the Shal Yad is not a problem. The Shal Rosh has to fit on your head. So if his head is significantly larger or smaller than mine, so I'm going to have to adjust the Kesher. So if I adjust the Kesher, and then after I take it off, an hour later, after I finish, I don't have to readjust the kesher, make it the way it was before. So I made a kesher shena shel kayama. I only plan to leave it like that for an hour. So how was I yotze the mitzvah of tefillin? Tefillin has to have kesher. The Gemara says it has to be kesher shel kayama. And part of the definition of kesher shel kayama, it has to last for a significant amount of time. So that's what David and Neza has a chiddush. You have to, when you borrow a pair of tefillin for someone else, and you readjust the kesher shel rosh, you have to leave it like that for at least 24 hours. You have to tell, when you give him back the tefillin, you have to tell him, don't untie the kesher until 24 hours go by. So some of the Avnei Nezer died 100 years ago. So some of the gedolim after him went along with him. And others found it, they have in the biography of the Chazon Ish that they printed many years ago, the Per Ador biography. So they write that Rabbi Yankee Moshe Chalap, Rabbi Chalap's grandfather, once visited in Bnei Brak and he got stuck. He didn't think he was going to stay there. He planned to go back the same day to Yerushalayim. He didn't bring his tefillin with him. So the Chazon Ish lent him a pair of tefillin and he said, if you want to, you can leave the tefillin for more than 24 hours. I won't untie it. I don't know whether he personally was machmer or not, but they quote the Chazon Ish offered, I'll go along if you want to be machmer or not, I won't touch the kesher for 24 hours. So many go along with that Avnei Nezer. Rav Soloveitchik said that his father held not so.
How does the Avnei Nezer explain the
Rabbeinu Eliyahu? This Rabbeinu Eliyahu says not so. No, Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds. That's the din. That is the din. The din says that you have to untie it every day. The Keren Uri's version of the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, he never said that you untie the din. Kesher shel tefillin, you leave liol and vod. You don't touch that. When you do the hanoch, instead of just doing hidruk, you tie the tefillin, you tie the ritzua onto the rest of the ritzua. That's the hanochas tefillin, is ayidei kesher. So they hold that the Rabbeinu Eliyahu never meant that you untie the kesher at all. So there's no contradiction with the Gemara. But Tosis asked this as a kasha against Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that how does the Gemara say if the ritzuas are not tied onto the batim? So you're not allowed to tie it on Shabbos because of Bimon of Shech. If you're going to tie an aniva, you don't accomplish anything because we pass an aniva is not a kesher shal kayam. So it's not kosher for the mitzvah. And if you're going to tie a kesher, it'll be kesher and it'll be kosher for the mitzvah, then it'll be a violation of Hilchah Shabbos. So yes, why will it be a violation of Hilchah Shabbos? He plans to untie it. He has to leg tefillin tomorrow morning. So the Rishonim did Balei Tosfos, who asked his kasha against Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the brother-in-law of the Rabbeinu Tam. So they apparently thought Rabbeinu Eliyahu meant that you have to untie the kasher shel tefillin every single day. And still, the tefillin are kasher. That's the halach and hilchos tefillin. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So that's what they asked the kasha. Why will it be a violation of hilchos Shabbos? So the Mordechai answers, Migudahavi kasher legabi tefillin, havi kasher legabi Shabbos also. A chiddush.
Related,
similar. Mm-hmm. Similar. These are related issues, related topics. I don't know. Why can't you be mekel if it's a karmel? It's only the rabbanon. Why can't you be mekel? I don't know. to be matal kisvei hakodesh, shall we allow mirror lenochrim? Yeah, do we allow tiltal b'karmelis? I don't think so. I think we only allow tiltal b'chatzus sheinim u'revis. Chatzus sheinim u'revis is really a rishus hayochid with an isa tiltal. Let's say you have an apartment building and they didn't put away an erev chatzer. They didn't rent from the goyim. They didn't put away an erev chatzer. That's a rishus hayochid with an isa tiltal. That's less chomer than tiltal b'karmelis. Karmelis is more chomer than that.
I don't know
that you're mekel to carry the kamalas. We would be mekel to ask a nochri to carry, even if it's a malacha deraisa. I don't know if we would be mekel to carry the sefer Torah in the kamalas. I don't remember the din. My impression is that not, that we would not be mekel.
The shear of 24 hours
there, that's the pella. The shear of 24 hours is not there, Isa. So how did the Avnei Nezer solve the problem? He says, if you borrow someone else's tefillin and you got to untie the kesher, you got to readjust the knot after you finish davening shachris, then it's going to be a kesher shena shel kayomis. You have to leave it for 24 hours. 24 hours is only a shear of the Rabbanan. That's not a shear of the Torah. Kesher shel kayama in Hilchas Kosher means either you plan to leave it for a minimum of a half a year, or you plan to leave it indefinitely. But if you plan to untie it after 24 hours, that's a chumra midirabbanan. If you make a knot that you plan to untie, you plan to leave the knot for 24 hours, that's a chumra midirabbanan, that it's an isa kosher, even though it's einah shel kayam. Arda avnineza, all of a sudden make that into a din deraisa. That's a difficult avnineza. How can there be those who follow the avnineza? We mentioned a long time ago that Moshe Soloveitchik thought that there are two elements in Kesher Shal Kayama. So one is in the Tzuris HaKesher. Aniva is a Machleg Zabun in the Rabbanu, so we pass on Aniva is not a Tzuris HaKesher Shal Kayama. So that's carried off from Hilchus Shabbos to Hilchus Tefillin. It's not a Kesher Shal Kayama. But the other din, that you have to plan to leave it indefinitely, you plan to leave the Kesher for half a year, that's only a din in Hilchus Shabbos, Malachas Machshevis. It has to be Malach to Miskayem, so you have to plan to leave. But in Hilchus Tefillin, all you need is that it should be a Tzuris HaKesher. That's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik understood the Chumras HaRamah. The Ramah quoted that Chumra from the Shulta Gibberin, that they had a minig not to tie a double knot on the shoes, unless a Shas HaTchak, let's say on baby shoes. If you're not going to tie a double knot, you're going to have to be tying the shoelaces every 10 minutes, because the little children always untie the shoes. So that's impossible. That for sure you make to make a double knot. Even adults, a lot of adults have very slippery shoelaces. So if you're not going to make a double knot, it's going to keep on untying, so it's going to be a nuisance. So then also the adult is allowed to make a double knot. But the Ramah has such a chumra from the Shulta Gibberin, calls it agos alfasi, that you should make a kesher al gabi kesher, even if you plan to untie it within the same day. So what's the nature of that chumra? So the Shulta Gibberin says the chumra is based on the Rambam, that the Rambam's opinion is, the Rambam and the Rif, that in order to be considered a kesher shal kayam, you need a tzuris, a kesher shal umnim, kesher ha umnim, you have to plan to leave it for a long amount of time. So if you have one condition without the other, it's also with the Rabbanah. If you're lacking both conditions, then it's mutar even with the Rabbanah. So if you make a kesher shal umnim, but you don't plan to leave it indefinitely, and you make a plain knot, and you do plan to leave it indefinitely, so then it's also the Rabbanah. If you have both, then it's an Issa Deraisa. If you have neither, it's Mutta Lagar. If you have one condition without the other, it's also the Rabbanah. That's how the Rambam and the Rif read the Gemara. So the Shulta Gibarim says that the Chumra, apparently the Chumra was, that we don't know exactly what's a Kesha Ho'umnim, so B'choshish, that every double knot is a Kesha Ho'umnim. It's a little bit laughable. Every double knot is a Kesha Ho'umnim. Anybody knows how to make that's a numen. You have to go to university, to graduate school, to get a graduate degree in making knots. They have the sailors know how to make fancy knots on the boats. Boy Scouts are known, they know Boy Scout knots, fancy knots. But a kesher al gabi kesher, everybody makes that. How can you say that the chumra not to make a double knot, even if you plan to untie it within 24 hours, is because of the Rambam and the Rif? Maybe it's a kesher umnim. So Moshe Soloveitchik thought that was a very difficult explanation. But the Shulta Gibberim says difficult hesbos. He thought the hesbos was different. We mentioned a few times that the Tosfos in Yuma, and after the long Tosfos goes from Lamed Dalet and Beis, the Lamed Hem and Aleph, the Tosfos says over there, why did they prohibit Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa on Shabbos? If it's mutam and atar, let it be mutam and the rabbanus. Taisus writes a lashon kedei lahashvis Shabbos l'shar kol atar kula. Because in shar kol atar kula, there is no din of ein tzricha l'gufa. Even maleches shmita, avodas akark and shmita. There's a taisus in the first parak Ma'id Katan that if you do maleches akark and shmita, ein tzricha l'gufa, it will still be an isa derais. Ein tzricha l'gufa is only Reb Shimon, is meikah only Shabbos and Yontif. Only maleches Shabbos and Yontif. It doesn't apply anywhere else. So with the rabbanon, they were machmer to aser. But a double shein miskaven is mutter and kolat arkula. So his mutter is mutter. So why should they be machmer and Shabbos more than anywhere else? All I did was introducing chumis midrabbanan and Shabbos because you have kulas that are unique to hilcha Shabbos and lakam alachs mal Shabbos. Kadeila hashva Shabbos l'shar kolat arkula. So they made a chumis. So that's why Moshe Soloveitchik said. And kesher and kolat arkula. Where do you have kesher and kolat arkula? Kesher shel tefillin. And kesher and kol atarukul, all you need is the tzuris hakesher. Should be a kesher, shouldn't be an aniva. Should be a tzuris hakesher shal kayama. In hilchas Shabbos, you need to be a mocha. Of course, you need tzuris hakesher shal kayama. You have to plan to leave it indefinitely. A plan to leave it at least a half a year. So kedei lahashvis Shabbos l'shar kol atarukul. Said he made a chumrah. If you have a kesher, gabi kesher. Even if you plan to untie it on the same day, but in kol atarukul, namely in tefillin, that would be called kesher. So they wanted to say the chumrah of the Shulti Gibarim was, the meaning developed, that the Hashva Shabbos or Shar Kol HaTorah, they say it's enough if you have the Tzuris HaKesher Shal Kayama, even though you don't plan to leave it for a long period of time. Anyway, this whole discussion is based on this, the last parak in Erev Moitzit Tefillin. So the Gemara, yeah, Bizmano said there's no chashash for Kameh. We don't have, no one's going to make a Kameh. So the din is, if there's no chashash sakona to your life, so we would permit you to wear the tefillin on Shabbos and to walk home with it, to walk to the closest base medrash and take it off. If there's more than one pair of tefillin, so there's a machlokes hatana, and would we permit you to do two shal roshan at a time, two shal yads at a time, or only zug zug? So the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is only zug zug. You don't put shtayim shtayim. Gemara has a whole discussion. What is that machlokes hatana? What is machlokes for the allowed to wear two at a time or one at a time? But the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is one pair at a time. Let's say there are 10 pairs of tefillin. He's going to take zug zug. He'll be there going, walking back and forth all day long. It'll take him, so what does he gain by walking? So stand by the garbage can until the end of the day, and then you carry everything home. After Tzeisa Kochavim, that's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara. If there's so many, Mahoyu Rabim, so many pairs of tefillin, Shalo Yaspik, Lalopshon, Lachnis, and zug zug, is Yachshach Aleim Aralai Leviyadim. Then you wait till the night time you carry it. If he's afraid mishum chashash sakana, then we're makel to carry pachas ben dalanamis. That's a shvera kula. Pachas ben dalanamis is anisa de rabbanah chomer. That's a gzera chamura, because if you just forget to make the anocha in the middle, then it'll turn out to be a malocha deraisa. So, but the Gemara says you have to do hakala kal tchila. So best is to wear the tefillin. You're not carrying it all. And if it's a mokum sakona and you can't wear it, so then we allow you to wear it, to carry it dal.
Pachas dal. Tachot is better than wearing two zugim at a time, zugot at a time. Nowadays people wear two at a time.
Yeah. Nowadays people wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at a time. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch raised the issue. The Gemara says there in Erevin, the last parak in Erevin, that that's an issue of Bal Tosef. If you wear two shayats, two shaloshim, that's Bal Tosef. So Shulchan Aruch says, how come you're allowed to wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time? So the Gemara says, Mokmi Yesh Barosh La Nech Shnei Tefillin, Mokmi Yesh Bayad La Nech Shnei Tefillin. There's enough room to wear it in night place. Yeah, but if you wear two shayats, both Rashis, then it's an issue of Bal Tosef. If you wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, so according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is possible. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi is possible. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, you're clearly not in violation of Bal Tosef. You're doing both at the same time. Misafik deraisa l'chumra, and you only want to be yotzei with one of them. So that's not a Bal Tosef. But to wear two of Rashi's at the same time, so the Gemara says that's an issue of Bal Tosef. That's an issue of Bal Tosef.
If you wear one Rashi and one Rabbeinu Tam, you might have shach, you're going to be over on Chutzah, because one's not tefillin.
But the people do wear this. People do wear the tefillin der Rabbeinu Tam, even if it's not kosher, but they do wear tefillin der Rabbeinu Tam. So I don't know if you can say that that's an issur haitzor. This is kederach levisha b'chol. Shabbat. He's wearing on Shabbat the same way he wears on the weekdays.
In order to see on, he says that those who wear two make an extra tanai, and even if you're not wearing it at the same time, he says they should make an extra tanai before you put on a beam and start wearing a beam and tam, that if they're both emet, then they should both count as tefillin. Because al piyah Kabbalah, they're both emet. Both Rashi and a beam and tam.
If they're both emet, you should have mind to be yotzei with both.
Right.
It's a, that's about Taisif.
It says that that's what, both of them are for emet.
That's a problem. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara is if they're both kosher shaliyah, it's both kosher rosh. It's a bal taisef. There is a machlokes and taisvus in two different mesichtes. Is that a bal taisef derais, a bal taisef derabbanan? That's a machlokes. The Gemara talks bal taisef derais. If you add a fifth parsha, instead of having four batim, you have a fifth parsha in the tefillin. That would be bal taisef derais. But if you repeat the same mitzvah several times. Let's say if you have a korban, which you're supposed to do one zrika on the mizbeach, two zrikas. Instead of doing two, you do three corners or four corners. So that's a violation of Baal Taisa. But if you have a korban, you're supposed to do one zrika, and you zork many times in the same corner. So Taisa said that's not a violation of Baal Taisa, just repeating the mitzvah many times. So if you're going to, so that's a shaila. What if the person shakes lulav esrog hadas manavis and he takes two esrogim? He takes two lulavim. Is that considered like repeating a mitzvah? That's not repeating a mitzvah. I put down the dalminim, I pick it up again. I put it down, I pick it up again. That's repeating. But if I take two lulavim bebasachas, that's not called repeating a mitzvah. So that's 2 days in Taisis. Would this constitute a violation of Baal Taisif if he wears two shalyads at the same time? The Gemara says it is Baal Taisif. So Tosfos says in two different mesichtas have two opinions. Is that about Tosfos derais or about Tosfos derabbanan? 2 days. And Achrayim is also a machlokes and Hilchas Tefillin. If he wear two shalyad at the same time. But the Gemara said beferish, it is about Tosfos. This I don't understand. The Gemara says it is about Tosfos.
Wouldn't it hold up for those people? Because according to them, if they wear two in general, it is emet, so it is Tefillin.
No, it's not emet. That's the way they wear the clothing. When I wear a clothing, I'm not yotzei any mitzvah by wearing a sweater and a jacket and a tie. There's no mitzvah to wear a tie. But it's not isur haitzod. That's why I walk on the street on the weekdays. So if you wear tefillin derashi, tefillin derabbanan, the time at the same time on the weekdays, so that's he's wearing it on Shabbos, same way he wears it on the weekdays. Tefillin are tachshitim. The Mishnah says it's mekabel tumah, like a beggar, like a tachshit. So it's not an isur haitzod. But it should be an issue of Baal Tosef. So if one is Rashi, it's not being a Tam. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, there's no Baal Tosef, because for sure one of them is kosher, one is pasul. You're doing misafik. But if they're both Rashi, that should be on the weekdays, that should be an issue of Baal Tosef. Either they're Isa or they're Abonin. But it should be Baal Tosef. I don't know. Sif Mem Dalet is a Gemara. If there's a fire, and all of his clothing is going to get burnt. So put on as many pairs of underwear as you can wear, one on top of the other, and then run to the other house where there's no sreif, and take off all the clothes, then run back and wear more clothes and shine. That's the Gemara. That you're allowed to wear many pairs of clothing, one on top of the other, and the two gartlin you shouldn't wear. Fine. That's a repeat from the previous sif. Sif, mem, hey. A guy's walking in the street and it's pouring, and his trousers are sopping wet. So is the Yovan Hoitzo on the water that's in the trousers? So the Gemara says, Otnishkem Breira, that's not called Hoitzo. But let's say the person's walking in the street and there's a speck of dust on his jacket. So he's Yovan Hoitzo on the speck of dust. So we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's a din of Iker and Tofel in Hoitzo. If you carry two things, one is the Iker and one is the Tofel, so you just have to worry about the Iker. Don't worry about the Tofel. So if you're carrying a person, and Achayna says, Satzman, a person, all the Tanaim agree. So here also, the water that gets absorbed, the water that's the snow, whatever, you put walking in the snow, and the snow is accumulating on your coat, there's no isur haitzo on the snow. It's an ikar and a tofel and shayin. So that, what about, okay, there's no gzer Hashem by yischot, he may want to squeeze out the trousers to get out all the water. So we're not gzer Hashem by yischot, it's a gzer. You're going to tell the guy what, he can't walk on the street? Because he may forget and squeeze out. So we permit him. We wouldn't permit you to walk in a river and let your trousers, if you can avoid it, to walk in the rain or the snow, hot finish kembrera. Would we permit you to walk in a river? So the Gemara says we wouldn't allow it because gzeir shema yischod, unless it's going led var mitzvah, so then we say the mitzvah will protect him. Shema mitzvah, the eid of davar, he'll be protected. But otherwise, the hasta brera, don't go in the rain. But he has no brera, he has to walk in the rain or the snow. So we're not goyzer shema, shema yischad. When he comes home, what does he do?
Maybe it's talking that you shouldn't go out in the snow. In other words,
no, we permit you.
If you want a snowstorm and rain, what are you going to do? But maybe if it's raining, you shouldn't go into the rain.
If he has to go somewhere, yeah, so we have no brera. So we say it's a nikim and a tofel, you're allowed to go. Then when he gets home, so let's say he wants to dry out all of the liquid, all of the rain in his trousers. He's going to stand next to the fire. He stands next to the furnace, or he's going to stand next to the oven. So sometimes, let's say he wants to warm himself up. He's freezing from the snow outside. He wants to warm himself up. He's going to stand so close that the water in his trousers may become yatzoledes. So that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Achrayim, if it's a psik reishe, that the water is going to become yatzoled, so it's not allowed. There's an issur bishul on the water and the trousers, even though it's going to get evaporated. Even though the water is going to get evaporated, that's an issur bishul. Then it says, and you shouldn't hang up the trousers either, because there's a gzera derabanan mishum arisayin. If you have people will think that you washed it on Shabbos. So it's also l'shotchon b'shabbos. You're not allowed to hang it up. Whenever he comes home, so he always hangs up his coat. If he always hangs up the coat, then there's no problem. He's going to take the raincoat and hang it up in the bathroom, on the shower. So that's probably also. That's also l'shotchon. He hangs it up in the closet, or next to the closet, where he always hangs his raincoat. So that's not a violation of also l'shotchon.
Even if it's a raincoat you don't wash?
I think in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa he has that tzad lahokel, that maybe the gzera derabbanan was only made on clothing, on underwear and clothing that you normally wash, but on a raincoat that you normally, no normal person would ever wash it, you give it to the cleaners to dry clean, but they never wash it, soaking it. I think the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa has that svar, that the gzera was never made on raincoats. Okay, that's an interesting svar. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din from the Gemara. What if you're the only one in the house? You're there with your wife and your children, and you tell them. They all know we came home from shul together. They all know I didn't wash the clothing on Shabbos. So there's a machlekes hatanaim in the first perek in Beitza. We are machmer kol davish mishum kol davish asra chachamim kol mashar asra chachamim arsayin afilu bechadri chadarmos. Even if no one is watching, also you're not allowed to do it. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes afilu bechadri chadarmos shein shem roim. It's also, that's the din of Marisayin, yeah. This Loshana Gemara called Abba Shosa Chacham and Mishum Marisayin. So the Stechmed is a bit of an arichas on this. He quotes Amachronim and say, things that are also Mishum Marisayin and follow Osra Chachamim, only what the Tanaim prohibited. If in the days of the Tanaim they never prohibited, you shouldn't have to worry about Marisayin. Let's say, to go into a McDonald's in order to use the telephone or to use the men's room. So it's a marisayin, they'll think that I'm buying a trefa cheeseburger. So in days of the time, they had no McDonald's, so there's no Issa marisayin. Marisayin is only called Dovash Asach Chachamim. Others disagree and they say, what are you talking about? No, marisayin is based on a pasuk in Chumash. V'yisim dikim Hashem Issa, the Mishnah in Shviyas, second perek in Shviyas, the whole perek is all about marisayin. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk of V'yisim dikim, so it's a din deraisa. You don't need also chachamim. Whatever is also because of marisayin is an isa deraisa. It's also afilu b'chadr hadarm. And Rav Soloveitchik liked the middle sheet. The marisayin is a din deraisa. Whenever it applies, it applies. But the din that it's also afilu b'chadr hadarm, that's only dabash also chachamim mishum marisayin. If the Tanoim singled it out and they prohibited, they said you're not allowed to hang up wet laundry on Shabbos. So they made a special gzeris. So their gzeris usually beloy plug. Usually the gzeris ruba, the ruba of the gzeris apply even in a situation where the reason for the gzeris doesn't apply. But if it's a dover, that's also because of marisayin, because marisayin is a din deraisa, to go into McDonald's is an isa deraisa, they'll think that I'm going in to buy a tray for food. But there's nobody there. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. There's no one on the highway. There are no Jewish people, there are no non-Jews. No one's going to think that I'm an avaya. So then there is no din of Chadri Chadarm. Chadri Chadarm just means whatever the Chachamim prohibited, singled out, they prohibited, that becomes a loy plug rabbanon. So even that's like Dovah Shebiminyan, Tzach Menach Latira. Even if you live in a generation where the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera still applies. Yeah. Then it says in Menvav, Sif Mevav, this Gzera the Rabbanon, No, the end of Mem Hei. This Gzera Derabanan only applies, you're not allowed to hang up the wet laundry on Shabbos. Let's say I took everything out of the washing machine on Erev Shabbos a minute before Lich Bench and I hung it up on the line. And on Shabbos it is hanging on the line, but I hung it up on Erev Shabbos. The Mechaber says that that's Mutar. The prohibition midirabbanan only was not about to hang up the laundry on Shabbos. But if you hung it up on Erev Shabbos and it's drying on Shabbos, that's okay. That is permissible. Then Sif Mevav, you're not allowed to dry the clothing out near the fire because it may cause bishul. And even it may cause the water to become yatzaledes, but... And you're not allowed to handle, let's say you have wet laundry on Erev Shabbos that you didn't hang up yet. So the wet laundry has the status of muktzeh because there's a gzer m'derabban and gzer shema yischoit. So you're not allowed to handle it at all. Not even if the laundry dried on its own, and then let's say I hung it up on the line on Erev Shabbos. So the Mechaber writes the last line of Mem Hei, you don't have to take it down when Shabbos comes, you can leave it up. Then it dries off in the middle of Shabbos, are you allowed to wear it? So then we pass the Migudis Katzor the Ben Hashmosh, it's Katzor the Kol Yom. Since in Betchilos Hayom of Shabbos it was Muktzeh, that's what the Ramah says in Sif Mem Vav. The wet clothing, the sopping wet clothing is Muktzeh because of Gzeres Shem HaYischon, so it remains Muktzeh throughout the Shabbos.
What if the person knew that it would dry off? It was wet now, but it's not to stop it. It'll dry in a half hour.
Uh-huh.
I don't
send
him mine,
and
I don't want
to
use all of
Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I think he's still saying Migudas Katsai. I'm not sure. I think he's still saying Migudas Katsai. If something, if it's biyodi to be misalakit right now, then you don't say Migudas Katsai. Let's say the Gemara says you have a pot of food on top of the fire and it's burning hot and you can't eat the food the way it is now. So the Gemara considers that the food as if it's mitzvah. The Gemara says, but you can take it off of the fire. It's beyond it to take it off. So since you can take it off, so then you don't say migudas katsoi. Okay. But now it should be mukta. I don't know. I have to go through that Gemara.
Is it still in the mission verse says it doesn't make something of us is
right, buses. The Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Tosfos on Daf Nun, and the Rabbeinu Tam says it's only a buses if it died on a nichol kol haShabbos. Even not talking about buses, you're talking the clothing itself is sopping wet, so the clothing is muktzah. So I don't know. My impression is that even it's going to dry in an hour, even if you know clearly it's going to dry out within. The whole din that it's mukta is only if it's sopping wet. Then it's gzeira shema yischa. It's not sopping wet. It's a little bit wet. Then there's no gzeira shema yischa. Let's say the clothing came out of the washing machine. Clothing in the washing machine, the last run, takes out most of the water. So it's not really sopping wet. Can you really squeeze out I don't remember. When you take out the clothes from the washing machine, you put your foot in the dryer. Can you squeeze out water from then? Does it have water to squeeze out? I don't remember. The Mishnah Berurah says if it doesn't have so much water, nothing to squeeze out, then you're not allowed to hang it up on the line on Shabbos because of the Marisayan. But you can't say that it's a Gzeres Shema Yischa because there's nothing to squeeze about. Just very moist, but nothing. You won't succeed in squeezing anything out, so then it won't be muktzah. But I think if it is wet, even if you know it's going to dry out within an hour or so, could be that it's totally zavzak. Could be it's going to dry out within an hour. It's not going to be so sopping wet. So then it was never muktzah in the first place. Could be. I don't know. Then Sif Memches, we learned already that Gemara. You're allowed to use a towel on Shabbos, and there's no gzeres shema yischot. On clothing, on trousers, there's a gzeres shema yischot. If you have underwear, but towels, everybody knows towels get wet, and you don't squeeze out the towel. So the Gemara says even if 10 people use the same, 10 people took a bath on Shabbos in cold water, let's say, 10 people are going to dry themselves and the same towel is going to be sopping wet, it says you're allowed to carry the towel and there's no gzeres shema yischot. But you shouldn't give it to the balonim, to the bathhouse attendants, because they were not so from. Yeah, we don't have any bathhouse attendants. That's the shad. The gzeres habalonim was made in the days of the Tanoim, when people didn't have showers or baths in their own private home. And the balonim are not so religious. But every person has a shower and a bath in their own home. So who says that the gzeres habalonim still applies? That's a question. Maybe the gzeres habalonim, not to do rechitza b'chamen, only applies to rechitza b'chamen in the bathhouse. Maybe in your own house it shouldn't apply. I don't know. Shulchan Aruch, they assume all the dinim apply. Everything is still the same as it always was. That's a question. How do they know that that's so? Yeah. What sif mem tes? Mutalichat yad benor b'shabbos. You have to be careful. Let's say a person's hands are dirty. He wants to wash until the sadaim to eat bread. He's going to dip his hands in a river. Then he's going to be carrying the water. If he's going to carry the water, dalaram is going to be a problem. And if in front of the river is a karmelis. In front of the river, if the river is mamish on the edge of Rishus HaRabim, then you're not even allowed to carry your hands out with the dripping, with the drops of water, less than dalaramis, from the karmelis into the Rishus HaRabim. If the area on the border, on the edge of the river is a karmelis, and the river is a karmelis, so then it's just a din. You're not allowed to carry more than dalaramis on the karmelis. But if on the edge of the river is a real Rishus HaRabim, there is a real highway, then you're not even allowed to carry less than dalaramis from the karmelis into the Rishus HaRabim. So this is a Gemara, that there's an issue of Haitzor on the water on your hands. The Gemara also says about them. When you walk into a mikveh, you walk into a river, then you're coming out, so you're going to be carrying a lot of drops of water on you, so that's going to be an issue of Haitzor on the water on the body.
You don't say it's bottle.
I don't know. Why don't you say it's bottle? I don't know.
Because
you wanted it? I don't know. Why don't you say that the droplets of water should be bottle? That is a good question. I was wondering myself. I don't know. But now, whatever water is on my hands, why not just say it's bottle that got me the hand? I don't know. Good question. We have to look in the Gemara, find out why. Why don't you say Iker and Tuffel? Why don't you say that the droplets of water should be bottle? I don't know. Sif Nun is, you're allowed to wear a sheitel on Shabbos. A sheitel is also considered a beggar. Even though we had previously, you're not allowed to wear a mask on Shabbos, a mask is not a beggar. But a sheitel, person who's bald, or has some sore on his head, he wants to wear a sheitel to cover it up. So a sheitel is considered a beggar or a malbush, and that's not a problem. Fine. No, that's the way he goes all week long. Like you wear an undershirt and a kamfis and a shirt and a sweater and a jacket and a coat, you wear a lot of malbushim, one on top of the other. That's not a nishma b'chitzor. The toupee is a beggar and the yarmulke is a beggar.
You mean if he's
going to wear a hat that can fly away in the wind, then he's not wearing a yarmulke on the bottom. So then he can walk the alaramas with the toupee. That's what you mean. Okay. Maybe nachanami. There used to be a rabbi here in the neighborhood. He was the principal of one of the public schools in New York. So he never wore a yarmulke. He used to go with a toupee all the time. Everybody knew. He walked with a toupee. Say, if you have a toupee, you don't have to wear a yarmulke. So that's a shot. The guy's wearing a toupee, then he's wearing a hat on top of it, and the hat can fly away in the wind. So you should have the gzeredim also lasui dalanamas. Okay. Could be that, yes. Could be that it is a problem. Yeah. Sif Nun Aleph is where we repeat what we had before. The Mishnah Berurah says he already discussed it. If you have a bandage on to be merape the bruise or to prevent the bruise from rubbing against the clothing, shalo yisareit, so that's not an iser haitzor. That's a derech levisha. Sure. That's derech levisha and it's permissible. Yeah, Shin Beis is the din of Kippel B'godim. We learned the Mishnah. Kippel B'godim, we chazed it for the Bchina. That the Mishnah talks about Kippel B'godim. Not let it fold the clothing on Shabbos Achol. That's an Isar of Hachona. And he said the Rabbanon of Hachona. But if you fold it Shabbos for Shabbos, that's permissible. There's no Isar Hachona. That's Siv Gimel. Mekapin Kelim B'Shabbos, Mitzarach HaShabbos, Alob Shambo B'Yom. But sometimes there's an Isur Kippel B'godim, it'll be an Isur Misak and Mana, the Gemara gave. If it's If it was just washed, then now you're going to make a crease in the begadim. So sometimes kippah begadim will be an issue of misaken mana, unless you fold the talis against the fold. That's the last line of Siv Gimel. Yesh mishaymer the lekapla shaloyke said kippulah harishon muta b'chalinyan v'nirim dvarim. That's not misaken mana. Faket, he's making a mess out of it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Samachrayna Ma'amachra on that you shouldn't fold the talis even against the creases. So they say you should only roll it up in a ball. Shouldn't even fold it against the creases. Some do that. Some do like that. Most, I think, most are mekel that the fold it against the crease would be muta. Yeah. We mentioned that what mean to roll up your sleeves? To walk outside of the area with
not
this?
Not they, or just not to fold up sleeves, to keep holding on each other.
That's an issue. Keep up God.
Why not?
No. He's not interested in making the crease. I mean, it's a psychiatry, you've got to make a crease. That's not. You're not allowed to. We mentioned the Shemar Shabbos Kochasis that strictly speaking, the Issa people of God means to make a crease in the begotten. But if it already has, let's say the talus already has a crease, and just folding it back on the creases, so the Pashtus, he quotes Samachar and says, Mikra Din, that should really be mutta. The meaning is that we don't do it. But Mikra Din is not really a malacha of the Misakamana people of God. So over here, what? The guy's not interested in making a crease. He's interested in making the shirt is too long. Once it's too hot outside, so he doesn't want to wear a long sleeve shirt, so he makes it shorter. No, I don't think that's keeping him going. It's a psikresha, it's going to happen. He's going to make a crease, but he's not really interested at all. I don't think that's awesome. Anyway, here the Gemara, this Simon Shin Beis has, you already have, well, the Mishnah had two different dinim. Hachana, Mishabis Lechol. Not to do kippah begadim mishabes lechol, and the Gemara's discussion of one kippah begadim is misakan mana when it's an isa malacha. Then the simon begins with the din of malabing. You're not permitted to wash dirty clothing. So we spoke already with the Tosfos about shviyasa zel kibusa. If you have a dirty diaper and you soak it in a pail of water, that's an isa of malabing on Shabbos. Here there's a Gemara that says I'm an aritalis chadasha. I'm wearing a beged. And it was snowing outside, or it was raining outside, or the dew fell on the talis chadasha. So then the Gemara says, if I shake it out, that's a violation of mabin, because this will help to clean out the beggar. Just like shviyasa zel kibusai, this is also a form of kibus. Other rishonim learn pshat, the machlokes of rishonim how to read, the Ramah quotes, other rishonim learn pshat, not that he's benar the talis chadasha from the tal, she'olav. Who learns tal, she'olav? I forgot already. Tosfos learns tal, and Rashi learns not tal she'ola, but rather avuk. Ramah quotes in Sif Aleph. Yesh omrim also the not beged min ha'avuk she'ola v'mak b'ola v'tov lachis v'dvar Rashi, and the Azura. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. A menayer talis is in violation of malabim. What is he menayer the talis from? So Tosfos says it was raining outside, and is menayer the water from on top of the talis. So that's like washing the talis. That's like Shviyasa zel kibusa, and Rashi says we're not talking about water, we're talking about dust. Let's say the guy has a black hat, and it's so dusty he's embarrassed to walk in the street the way it is. He has to use a hat brush to clean off the dirt. Or he's walking in the street with a Shabbos dick and malbush, and someone throws a sack of flour. Anti-Semites used to throw flour on the Jews in Europe. He said Rabbi Soloveitchik once he was in Berlin when he was in the university, so he was walking on Shabbos with his black hat, so one of the goyim threw a whole sack of flour on top of him. So you're not allowed to clean off the hat then. It's an ikan tofel. You're not interested in carrying the flour. You shake off as much as you can like this, but whatever comes off easily is not called malabin. Malabin is only if the dirt is ingrained in the garment. So let's say a person has a feather on top of the garment, he can go like this. The feather will fall off. So then he's even allowed to pick up the feather and take it off. It's not ingrained in the garment. But if you have dust on the black hat, or dust or flour on a garment, and it doesn't come off easily just by going in the back like that, then you have to rub it to get it out. So that's considered ingrained. And that's Rashi's Mechadesh, that's a violation of Malabin, even though there's no water. Usually you think Malabin means you're washing it with water. You wash the dirty clothing in water. He just get the dirt out by rubbing it out. So that's a violation of Malabin. Here the Bir Halacha quotes a few times from the Yaris Dvash. Yaris Dvash is the Drush Sefer of the Rebbe Rabbi Yenison Eibishitz. Rabbi Yenison Eibishitz says that this shtick of wearing a black hat is Atzas HaYetzer. It comes from the Yetzer. Really, a normal religious Jew should wear a gray hat. Because you're going to wear a black hat, the hat is going to fall in the dust, and then you're going to rub off all the dust. You've got to be Mechal Shabbos. It'll be a Melocha Deraisa. So he says he complains a lot about that. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes parts, he keeps on quoting parts of that drosha from the Yaris Drash. Then the Ramo writes at the end of Sifalim, Mutal Hoseh HaNotzos Ben HaBeged B'Shabbos, because the notzos, the feathers, are not ingrained in the garment, that's sitting on the surface. And if you would have gone like this, would have fallen off by itself. So that's a simon, and it's not a grain. So you can pick it up like that also. That's not a violation of Malabi. Yeah. Then the Shulchan Aruch has in Sif Beis, Noch HaGemar, he just bought a new suit. And then you notice on the new suit that over here, there's something sticking out. They forgot to rip it off. It's not smooth over here. So if you rip off that yibolas, you rip off the little cluster of threads on the outside of the beged, you're giving the finishing touches to the beged, but it's only provided hushi akbar aleim. Only if he's makbar that he wouldn't want to wear the beged because he's embarrassed, doesn't look good. So if you're makbar aleim, then it's called mesakin mana. But avle misirim derech esek, but let's say he's just going to wear the suit like this and then he's going to lean on the table. By leaning on the table, the stuff is going to fall off. So it fell off by itself. So I didn't do it. Then there's no issue. Mishnah quotes that others disagree. That he knows that that's going to happen. He knows that by leaning on the table, the yibolus is going to get rubbed off. So that's like a psikreshe. So you're not allowed to do that, even though you're not going out of your way to do it. But still, you know that it's going to happen. So you have to be careful not to lean on the table. You have to hold your hands away from the table, not to violate the mesakan mana. But the only time it's an issur mesakan mana, if he's makbid, he wouldn't wear the suit without removing the yibolus. If the suit is usable even with the ebolas, but it even looks better by removing the ebolas, then the Gemara says only hushiak b'alein. Then it's not a violation of mesak and mara. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The shin base. We're up to shin base, Siv Dalid. So what's the story tomorrow? There is a final. Shatav Hatzlachas. Okay, tomorrow I won't give a shiur. And next week they have up to Sinai giving a shiur Sunday through Thursday, each day for 1 hour, 11:45 to 12:45 in this classroom, every day on a different topic. So the first day the shiur is going to be on Milo, one of the 24 prakim on Masechel Shabbos, Rav Lezer and Milo. Then Monday the shiur is going to be on Pidyon HaBen, and each day is going to be on a different topic as announced. Okay.
11:45 to 12:45 here.
Yeah.